Each summer, many beaches along the Great Lakes are shut down because the waters have high bacteria levels. But figuring out exactly when to close a beach is very difficult. Now scientists are working on a new test that could lead to safer swimming. Elizabeth Miller of Great Lakes Today has more.
Each of the 8 Great Lakes states has some way to track contamination. That's important because polluted water can cause infections and illnesses, including gastroenteritis. Children and elderly people are most at risk. To check on water quality, one of the most popular tests is called Coal Alert. On a recent morning in Cleveland, a Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District intern wades into Lake Erie to test its water. Lindsay Baker, another intern, describes the process here at Villa Angela Euclid Beach, one of 3 beaches the agency tests.
We come out, we take a bacteria sample, we take a turbidity sample, and bring them back for each beach and send them to the lab where they get tested for E. coli.
Coal Alert is the test that measures E. coli, a type of bacteria that indicates conditions that can make you sick. But while the Coal Alert test is used widely, it takes 18 to 24 hours to get a result.
You don't have your results for today until tomorrow. That doesn't do you much good if you want to go to the beach today.
That's Nicole Schaefer, a microbiologist with the Northeast Ohio Regional Sewer District. The agency tests water quality at 3 Cleveland beaches using Coal Alert, but also uses predictive models to make a same-day announcement. The model is created from past data, including wave height and precipitation. But as the agency's Mark Satriglia explains, the predictive model still isn't completely accurate.
We're probably around 78% accurate. Using the previous day's E. coli is really about 60% accurate, so we're much better than that.
Some agencies use predictive models, but others are using old, less accurate data to make judgments on whether it's safe to swim at the beach. Now the sewer district and agencies in 5 other states are experimenting with a faster test. Satriglia says it uses bacterial DNA to test water quality.
We look for specific DNA, we replicate the DNA. We can get results in 4 hours. We're finding that to be more accurate than the predictive model.
This technique is called qPCR, which stands for quantitative polymerase chain reaction. Satriglia uses it to measure E. coli, and it can lead to quicker and more accurate measurement of fecal contamination, letting beachgoers know if it's safe to swim or not. And qPCR may lead to even more information, like the specific sources of contamination, says Schaefer.
We can determine in the lake and the beaches in stormwater runoff, where is the contamination coming from? We'll be able to test, is it coming from dogs? Is it coming from humans? Is it coming from geese, chickens, gulls, ducks?
It's all about different kinds of bacteria. Though E. coli is used to test water quality, a bacteria called Bacteroides is used to distinguish possible contamination sources.
Every single living creature has a slightly different Bacteroides in their gut.
It's almost like a fingerprint. The sewer district is one of 23 labs participating in a study to evaluate the qPCR method for E. coli testing. 4 Great Lakes states are involved: Ohio, Michigan, Illinois, and Wisconsin, along with Georgia and North Carolina. The results will be released next month. If the EPA endorses the qPCR test, beachgoers will get better, quicker information about the health risks of the Great Lakes. But it'll be even longer before we find out what's contaminating the beaches. Satriglia of the sewer district says it will take 2 years to gather enough data to differentiate each source of contamination at its beaches. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.
Great Lakes Today is a collaboration of WBFO Buffalo, IdeaStream Cleveland, and WXXI Rochester. For more stories, go to greatlakestoday.org.